I love to cook.
That's Mrs. Wells, the Nell in Nell and John's. It was the first Belizean restaurant in the area 28 years ago, and it started in Nell and John's home.
We didn't have tables. They used to come in and take out, or I would have one big dining room table and whoever wanted to sit could sit.
John has passed away, but Mrs. Wells cooks, and her 30-year-old daughter Dorothy has been the manager since she was 19. Today, even though they're closed on Sundays, they've allowed us to come in and join them. This is Dorothy.
Yeah, my baby is 6 months, so we dedicated her today.
During the week, Dorothy's young children do homework at the counter before running around and playing. And she was raised in the restaurant, too.
Actually, she was like going on 2 or maybe going on 3. We used to get up early in the morning, me and my husband, bring them here, bring their little pillow and their little blanket. And we give them their breakfast here. It was like a second home.
Mrs. Wells credits that with keeping her family close.
I didn't leave my children nowhere. Nobody didn't babysit for me.
It's a restaurant, it's a daycare, it's even a church. Mrs. Wells and Dorothy host church services in their restaurant for 40 or 50 people every Sunday, followed by dinner for everyone.
Usually everybody hangs out around here till night. Everybody goes home.
Even the booths here show how important community and family are. Each one could hold a Boy Scout troop. But is it something special about the Belizean character, or would you find the same closeness in any immigrant community?
I think we get it from back home. When we come home, we would eat together. Sometimes lunch is just rice and a little bit of stew beans. But even though life was hard, my mom was a person that likes to give. And we would say, Mom, why are you giving away the food? And she would always say, you know something? Cast your bread upon the waters.
Within a few years of losing her husband, Mrs. Wells also lost a daughter and a son. And yet, she says,
God has been really good to me.
She came here, she says, without papers, but God brought her a Texan husband and she became legal.
We have a lot of legals, so a whole lot. That's our hidden secrets.
He also gave her good health and 6 children.
I had 4 children, and I have 2 adopted. Because I always wanted 6.
Her 4 living children and her 8 grandchildren come for dinner every Sunday. They've stopped serving today, and they're closed tomorrow, too. Mondays are for the family outside the restaurant walls. Rebecca Schoenkopf, Annenberg Radio News.